Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Tell you what, this is a weird game of quarterback roulette. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. This is an odd one because we have had so many moves over the last couple days, Perloff, but a lot of the quarterback stuff is really up in the air. Welcome to the show, by the way. It's Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So Friday, let's kind of do this in order here.
Yes.
Friday, we get the big news about the big trade, Geno Smith leaving Seattle to go team up with his former coach, Pete Carroll, in Las Vegas. Third-round pick, pick 92. He ends up leaving to go to Las Vegas. So now we got an opening in Seattle that maybe we didn't foresee before. We still have an opening in Pittsburgh, who also made a trade for someone from Seattle. It was DK Metcalf. That happened yesterday. So they get a new wide receiver, yet we have no idea who's throwing to this person. We have no idea who's going to be in the quarterback room. We still have question marks with the New York Giants, with the New York Jets. We still have question marks in Cleveland. We have some question marks in Minnesota. We have question marks all over the map, really.
Minnesota at least has J.J. McCarthy sitting there.
Yes,
you're talking about some of the worst teams in the league with nothing. Like, Cleveland's got no one. Giants have no one.
Right, but the reason why I bring up Minnesota is because that could actually be the prize. That could be the crown jewel. If J.J. McCarthy's knee is not well, you look at what Sam Darnold just did, went in and had won 14 games. They're not a terrible team, but they might need a quarterback. We know that Indianapolis wants to bring in some competition for Anthony Richardson. Here's what I'm saying. We've got a lot of weird quarterback situations, and I think at the very top of the list now, especially after the DK Metcalf trade, has to be the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm.
And maybe with Seattle as a close second. The Pittsburgh Steelers are, in a lot of ways to me, like really throwing some darts at the dartboard here. Before an hour ago, it looked like the Steelers were in on Justin Fields, Sam Darnold, and
Russell Wilson.
Well, you can add Aaron Rodgers to this mix of cuckoo stew. Because according to Adam Schefter, now Rodgers could be a viable option. And the reason why Rodgers is now in is because Justin Fields is getting some really real interest from the New York Jets. And if Fields goes to the Jets, I guess now Rodgers needs to be in the mix.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible the Steelers are using the press to negotiate, saying, hey, to all these guys, you can't hold us over a barrel. You have to take a very short-term deal because we have all these other options. Do you think, kind of like the Myles Garrett was using the press to get more money out of the Browns, think it's possible that the Steelers are just playing everybody against each other?
Possibly, they want to make everyone uncomfortable, but here's the thing. We're not talking about Myles Garrett money. Myles Garrett got $123 million guaranteed. This is going to be like $15,
$20. Well, that's what they want. I think Justin Fields and Sam Darnold's agents are saying, give me $25 to $30 at least. I think Justin Fields is playing the Jets and the Steelers against each other. And you know that Sam Darnold's probably playing the Seahawks against the Seahawks, the Vikings, and the Steelers against each other. So I think this is all about money. I think that's why we're seeing so many names. That's the only explanation. The Steelers are coming into this. They had to know who they wanted at quarterback. They can't just be like, we'll settle with any of these guys, can they?
Okay, but you know, that's, I don't love this. If this is the strategy and this is just about the Steelers trying to get the cheapest possible deal, that's fine. It's business. But it's also the quarterback situation. I kind of want you to have conviction about who you actually want out of these, you know, this group. Because if you really think Justin Fields is the guy, then you know what? Pay Justin Fields. Like, I'm not saying you have to give him Josh Allen's extension, but give him something.
Well,
like,
they obviously don't think Justin Fields is the guy or he'd be there already. I mean, and they shouldn't.
So what's
they
the
benched
plan?
Them.
It's like, why are you trading for DK Metcalf if you have no idea who's going to be throwing to him? Or I guess if you're just okay with any of these guys?
Well,
like,
I kind of get
how do you get
that.
Closer to the Super Bowl here? How do you get closer to finding your quarterback of the future? Like, if I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I might love the DK Metcalf thing. I do like it. But after that, I'm very confused. Because I just brought in somebody who I traded a second-round pick for, the pick number 52. I'm pairing him together with George Pickens, which, by the way, two emotional guys. Like, are we sure that's going to work out okay? So it's not like there's no bust potential with this. I think a lot more boom. But who's getting them the ball and what's the plan? The plan is to play hardball with Justin Fields over, what, a couple million dollars? We're talking about quarterback here.
Well, I mean, I think the smart plan is to make sure you don't clog up your salary cap in the future. That's the most important thing, is that this quarterback, whoever they take, is there on a short-term deal and not a ton of money. Here's what Diana Rossini of The Athletic tweeted last night, 14 hours ago. The Steelers are expected to make an offer to pending free agent Sam Darnold. Many around the league believe Darnold will wind up in Seattle, but Pittsburgh is doing its due diligence on any potential options ahead of the new league year. They're doing their due diligence now, Monday, of free agency. Why weren't they doing their due diligence after the season? I agree with you. I don't understand what the plan is.
This has got a very 2 a.m. at the bar situation where it's like,
beggars
all right,
can't be choosers.
Well, let's circle back around to Jessica.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm sending a lot of texts saying, you up. You out? You
no.
up? Wink emoji. You up? You out? Sam Darnold?
Jessica's phone is dead, so then you pivot to
Julie.
To Lauren. Yeah.
And just don't call her Jessica by accident.
That's a perfect analogy.
Okay, but I'm like, and this is what I'm thinking about, right? Because I'm thinking about the Seattle situation, which looks a little different now you've gotten rid of your quarterback and your second best wide receiver. Or like, I'm looking at the Giants situation, full rebuilding kind of mode. Jets situation doesn't look that great. This is the Steelers we're talking about. And maybe I'm overrating them because they're the Steelers, but this is a perennial playoff team who's now made investments with their defense, made investments now more at wide receiver. And it's like the most important position on the football field is an afterthought.
Well, yeah, but they did it last year.
It didn't work.
And also, the most important position and the organization offensively has been worse than an afterthought. It's been a train wreck. It was Matt Canada for multiple years into Arthur Smith. So it doesn't even matter. You could have prime Aaron Rodgers. Do you have the offensive game plan to do anything with him? And the answer recently has been no.
Yeah, our pal Jay in Nashville had called in earlier and said DK Metcalf to the Steelers is just boring. Well, you know, I get what he's talking about because Arthur Smith, and this was the 27th ranked passing offense last year, but they are showing that needs to change. And then secondly, it depends what they do at quarterback. The problem is I don't actually love any of these options.
It's not going to change with Mike Tomlin. He wants to win 19-13, and the organization has empowered him to build his team that way. So it's interesting that they're paying up for DK Metcalf when they just want to run the ball anyway.
There's been some other missteps, I thought, from the Steelers this year that have been maybe a little bit uncharacteristic. Like, you had the owner come out right after the season and said, my preference is to keep Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. Like, why would you say anything like that early into the process? And also, shouldn't you really give at least the illusion that the general manager and the head coach are making that decision? Like, I thought that was kind of odd.
Well, I don't think anybody doubts the GM and coach power in Pittsburgh.
I get that, but the owner is still the owner. And
yeah, but I think it's implied that he is working within a system there. I've never heard the owner bigfooting Mike Tomlin.
He did. He fired Matt Canada because Tomlin wouldn't.
Yeah, bigfooted in the most obvious case of all time. Also, Omar Khan is, I wonder, he's made some great, great picks and some great, great moves. But he's a classic example. He can build everything except the quarterback. If you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a job in today's NFL.
And are any of these guys saving your bacon? And I'm not saying he's on the hot seat, but I'm just saying, is Aaron Rodgers saving you? Is Justin Fields, who you benched when the team was 4-2, is he saving you? Russell Wilson, we saw that, lost 5 games in a row at the end of the year. And Sam Darnold, who, where everything, in my opinion, has got to be pretty perfect for Sam Darnold to have a season like he had last year. And I don't know if that's ever the case. So I guess if you're asking me who this should be, and who, where should the Steelers go? Because, Maggie, stop complaining. How about be solution-based? Come on, let's get answers here. This is what I would do, considering DK Metcalf is now there. DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson actually do have a good relationship. They do. And DK Metcalf was incredibly productive when Russell Wilson was throwing him the football. I would go with a Russell Wilson, or now maybe Aaron Rodgers, but Russell Wilson and draft a quarterback. You got to go old, young, high-low here. Bringing back Justin Fields, like, please spare me that Justin Fields has been plan A this whole time, or else you would have went back to him at the end of the season. You wouldn't have benched him. You would have shown him more love in the offseason as opposed to, I want this one or I want that one. Come on. You're wondering why Justin Fields is over there looking at the Jets. Why wouldn't he? You know, he's probably got to think, what do I have to do here to look attractive to you guys? You know, I put the dress on. I did my hair. I put the high heels on, you know, and still, I can't get, still, you're not sure if it's me or someone else. Again, I'm going back to the picking up girls at a bar analogy.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I can't wait for this all to settle by noon or so. We expect the Steelers have to make a decision today because the Rodgers, apparently, there's a report out there the Giants have a sitting offer for Rodgers. So he has to choose. I assume Darnold has an offer from Seattle, and then Fields has an offer by the Jets. I can't wait to see who moves first. So basically, we'll get one move, and then I think everything has to fall into place. That first move would probably be the Steelers. And then if Justin Fields doesn't take the Steelers jobs, he goes to the Jets. Sam Darnold goes to Seattle, and Rodgers is a Giants, which leaves one person out, Russell. I don't know what happens to him. I'm a little worried about my guy, Russ.
Maybe you're backing up Geno Smith if they don't decide to draft a quarterback. I don't know with the Pete Carroll connection.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
A reverse where Geno was Russ's backup and now Russ is Geno's backup.
They couldn't do that.
That'd be funny.
Because Geno was the revenge quarterback for Pete Carroll.
That's true.
You can't have the ex-wife and the mistress living together with you.
Again, we're going back to the women and out. Who do you think should be the quarterback for the Steelers?
Oh, my God. Honestly, I don't care about any of them. Just sign them to 1 year, $10 million, and you got to draft a quarterback.
No, you must make a decision right now. Who should be guy they sign?
I like Aaron Rodgers the best, and I'll tell you why. Because I think he's the shortest-term deal. I think you're going to have to go at least 2 years for Darnold. I think you have to go at least 2 years for Fields. And I like Aaron Rodgers' upside a little more than Russell Wilson's.
Okay. I think Russ is also very cheap and very 1 year and very, you know, like that.
I kind of would lean Rodgers over Russ because we saw what Russ can be last year, and it's just not enough to get you anywhere.
Although Rodgers, now with DK Metcalf, though, isn't it a little bit different? See, that's why I'm still saying I think Russ could come back for a year and you draft a guy.
I mean, they had one good year together, but how many yards did Russell throw for in those years?
DK Metcalf had 1,300 receiving yards the second year with Russell Wilson. It's the most he's ever had in his career.
I just think that there's much more upside with Aaron Rodgers.
See, you guys kind of scared me away from Rodgers with the Steelers when we talked about cold weather, AFC North.
Yeah.
You know, 42-year-old quarterback. I know, obviously, Green Bay, you know, he's playing cold weather, but...
That was EJ with the cold weather. I would argue that a lot of these teams are going to have cold weather. That doesn't scare me away from Rodgers alone. The line not kind of being young and developing, that scares me a little bit. But again, you're going to have to take a massive risk here. Otherwise, you're going to be in the first round of the playoffs and lose again. We can't do this year in and year out forever.
Seems like they can. 855-212-4227. All right, now Aaron Rodgers is in the mix, according to Adam Schefter. So who do you want, Steeler fans? You want Rodgers, Russell Wilson? Do you want Fields? Do you want Sam Darnold? See, I think there's like this idea that because Fields and Darnold are the younger guys, that that automatically makes them the better guys. And I don't know if I necessarily see it that way, because Darnold, I don't think, has a very high ceiling. And to be honest, I think his floor could be kind of low. And
yeah, he's one of 18 quarterbacks who's won 14 games in a season, and he threw 35 touchdowns. That's a pretty good ceiling.
Well, but what was the difference between last season and every other year he's been in the NFL? Well, he actually had a really good team around him.
Yeah, but he wasn't on a god-awful team. That's a difference.
The Jets were god-awful, right? And the Carolina Panthers were god-awful.
I'll tell you, Sam Darnold's second year with the Jets was, if you prorate that for the Jets spectrum, it was an MVP type season. The guy had more touchdowns and interceptions with Todd Bowles and the Jets. No, I think that Darnold, I agree with you. His upside is not necessarily MVP. He's serviceable. The question is money and contract size and how long do you have to have him? Because you can't win in this NFL unless you get a long-term solution. So like, none of this is really an answer.
I don't know about like the Darnold thing. And then for Fields, it's like, listen, I'd be more into Fields with the Steelers if it felt like they were more into Fields.
Why would they feel be into like Fields? What did you see with Fields last year that says long-term quarterback? Well, I did not see anything.
I don't know about long-term, but I mean, he was 4-2. And, you know, if they're going to keep one, I guess they're going to keep Justin Fields. But again, like, it doesn't even feel like the Steelers are that enamored with Justin Fields, especially if you're letting him flirt with the New York Jets. Now, we'll see. This could all change at noon. They could give him a contract and zip, zip, this thing is wrapped up. But
can I ask one side question on this? I know we got calls stacking up here. If you're Aaron Rodgers and you have an offer from the Steelers and the Giants, is it a no-brainer you go to the Steelers? I think it is, but staying in New York could be tempting to NBC. Loved Broadway and all that stuff.
Loved Broadway. I mean, what are we doing here?
He doesn't have to move. I was wondering, because there's a lot of reports that the Giants have been looking at him. I wonder if the Giants are at all tempting. You have Malik Nabers. You know, the Steelers, I think he could look at the Steelers and say, well, they're not really Super Bowl contenders, so what am I doing there?
I don't know. The Steelers make the playoffs come hell or high water every single year. Meanwhile, the Giants won three games last year. I think it's a no-brainer.
I
love that he doesn't have to move. Like, the one single guy that we're worried about. It's not like he's not Philip Rivers with, like, 10 kids or something, and he's got to figure out all these logistics. Rodgers is just him in a knapsack versus full ayahuasca.
It's totally fine.
Quickly, John is in Western New York. John, you're a Steeler fan, and you want to give us the Steeler fan perspective. Who do you want to start at QB?
Well, I think you got to go deeper than that. First off, you got to look at the fact that they're unsettled at both offensive tackle positions, and I don't know where that's going to pan out with. You also got to look at the fact that Harris is probably going to be gone, so run heavy may not all. I mean, although that's the Steeler way, they may not go that way. The other side of it is by getting Metcalf, now it looks a little bit more attractive to throw downfield to two guys that can get separation. If you watched the Steeler games last year, their second and third receivers, other than the tight end, had a terrible time getting separation, and that hurt a lot. So I think I wouldn't be surprised if it's either Wilson or, believe it or not, Aaron Rodgers. And then the first day that they could have people come in to draft candidates for this year is they had the quarterback from Louisville.
Yeah, Tyler Shuck.
Right. So I kind of see them trying to look down the road a little bit, like fourth or fifth round for a quarterback. But they also really need very badly on their first pick. They better go a defensive lineman. That's a hidden weakness that really showed up at the end of the year.
Well, John, good, and thank you for the call. And lucky for that, if that's indeed the Steelers' strategy, this draft is stacked with defensive linemen. So you'd be in a good spot there.
Yeah, I mean, again,
John and I are simpatico here.
The tackle situation, and also don't sleep on how bad the running game was towards the end of last year. And they got run all over. You're Pittsburgh. You cannot be at a huge deficit in the running game. There's a lot of issues with this team. I'm very curious. They need a quarterback to start, but there's a lot of other things you can focus on. The Ravens embarrassed them in the playoffs. I think that's got to sting.
Adrian is in Maryland. Adrian, what's up, dude?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, this is my thing.
Pittsburgh didn't even, they're not even talking to Justin Fields right now, which is the problem, because he's going to be upset. He's going to ask himself, why aren't they at least talking to me with a contract? And if you did the draft right now, would Justin Fields, I think, what is Pittsburgh picking, like in the 20s?
21. Like
20? Yeah, so would Justin Fields be the 21st pick in this year's draft as a quarterback? And if you say yes, you got to talk to this guy.
Yeah.
He's young enough to play. You went out and got DK Metcalf and Maggie. Great minds think alike. Over the whole weekend, I'm like, who is throwing these guys the ball?
It's a mystery.
It's not Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
It's not Aaron Rodgers. They can't move. They need Justin Fields back there to move.
Wait.
Anybody?
Adrian.
Anybody? Yeah, I'm here.
Justin Fields, what did Justin Fields do last year, though? He barely threw for 150 yards in any game.
But he was able to get out of pressure and things like that, and that's what they need. Their line is not that good. Also, Carlos, you just got me off my train of thought. Oh, with the Steelers, everybody says they want to run the ball and play defense. I guess nobody watched the last, I guess, 5-6 games of the Steelers last year. They couldn't stop the run. They were giving up mounts and mounts of points. So that Steeler way, that's out the window. I think it has to be Tomlin's last year, I think, if they don't make the playoffs.
Adrian, wow. Yeah, I mean, thank you for the call.
We're talking about something.
That's spicy. Would it be Tomlin or would it be Omar Khan, the GM?
I would think Omar Khan before Tomlin, if Tomlin wants to say. And also, I don't think Tomlin's in trouble. I don't think Tomlin's going anywhere. I maintain he'll dictate the terms of when he leaves Pittsburgh.
Well, we've talked about this. Could be a pretty nice trade chip there, Mike Tomlin. Someone would definitely trade a first-round pick for him.
No.
A team?
Mike Tomlin?
No doubt.
I don't think so. This is a league where offensive gurus have value.
It's also a team where franchises can't pick a head coach to save their life. The Jets would do it.
I'd be shocked.
Well, maybe
first-round
now,
pick
let's give
for
Aaron
Mike
Glenn
Tomlin
a sec.
Now?
Yeah.
How old is Tomlin?
Not that old.
I mean,
50s. He's young.
We're talking about getting fired by the Steelers.
52.
I don't think that he would ever get fired. I think he would get traded. And I don't – listen, whose fault is it that they can't solve quarterback?
His. He's the one who kept Matt Canada. He's way too defensive-oriented. Honestly, you can look back at his career and say the same thing with Brady and Belichick. Was he feasting off Big Ben? I love Tomlin. He's a great coach. The fact that he got to the playoffs last year is a miracle. But I don't think in today's NFL people are looking for a Mike Tomlin type. I think they're looking for a Kyle Shanahan type.
See, I think people look at him and say, look who he got to the playoffs with. You gave him that quarterback room of Russell Wilson and Justin Fields made the playoffs. 2 years ago, we're down to Mason Rudolph made the playoffs. Like, still finds a way to make the playoffs when they don't have great quarterback options.
So why would the Steelers fire him then?
Well, I'm just saying, I think it would come down, if anyone's getting fired, it would come down to... Who do you think is more responsible for the fact they don't have a quarterback? Is it the coach or is it the general manager?
Well, the GM, obviously, he could obviously go. He's not as entrenched as...
Right.
He's made some good picks and some bad picks, but he's made a lot of good picks. I'm a big Omar Khan fan. I think the Joey Porter Jr. pick maybe fell to him and he gets a million penalties, but he's got a lot of good young players. So I'm into Omar Khan, but again, it's such a proof of concept that you cannot win anything in the NFL without a quarterback solution, and it can't be a one-year deal. You need a rookie. You need Jaden Daniels. Get me Jaden Daniels, Maggie.
Well, there's no Jaden Daniels in this draft, Pearl. Travis Hunter won the Heisman, okay? And he can do everything but
throw
the ball.
Can he play quarterback?
I don't know. Maybe he can.
He probably could.
Give him a shot. 855-212-4227.
Wow, Jaden Daniels.
Steelers. Who should be QB1? What's the best for this team after they made a big trade for DK Metcalf last night? 855-212-4227.
You know I'm a degenerate.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. I'm addicted to my phone right now because I need to see the latest NFL rumblings. It's been 5 minutes. We don't have a new deal. What's going on, Maggie? This is boring. Give me something.
I mean, we already got some update this morning from Adam Schefter, which is that Aaron Rodgers now in the mix for the Steelers job, Pearl. I mean... Let that
in the
sit.
Mix. In the mix, I think we're going to know by the afternoon because the dominoes are going to fall fast at quarterback. All these teams, the four teams are all tied together. I don't think we're giving enough conversation to the Cleveland Browns, apparently looking at Carson Wentz and Marcus Mariota, former Eagles quarterbacks.
For another day, please. They also have the second overall pick. But when you say the four teams are all tied together, you're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers,
yes.
The Seattle Seahawks,
yes.
The New York Giants and the New York Jets?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll make sure we're all on the same page.
I don't include Cleveland in there because they have no money, so they're going to have to bargain shop. And even if they do draft a quarterback at number two, they'll still need a bridge quarterback. So I think they signed somebody today, and you could kind of put, if you squint, you could see Kirk Cousins in some of these spots as well.
EJ, you seem pretty convinced that Justin Fields is going to be the next quarterback for your New York Jets.
Yeah, because I feel like if he really wanted to be a Steeler, that would have happened already. It sounds like from all the insiders that the Steelers want him back. He was in the building. They had all this time to negotiate a contract with him, and he's reportedly telling them, I want to hear what the Jets have to say. That means there's a lot of money on that other end, I feel like, and something that the Steelers maybe aren't willing to give him. So the fact that the Steelers are like, all right, now we have to pivot to other options, and they're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Once you throw Aaron Rodgers a grenade out there, I don't think you can pull it back. You can't throw a brick through a glass window and they say, oh, sorry, I didn't mean that. Never mind. Like, I think now they're committed to having to really pursue this Aaron Rodgers thing, because if they turn around and say, you know what, actually, never mind, we're bringing back Justin Fields, I actually think that will upset a lot of people.
I mean, we're late in the process when technically free agency hasn't
started.
But it kind of does feel like this is a little late added throw in. I think you can come back from this. I do. Oof. But again, you're going to have to show Fields some love where you had all this time to just show him love and you didn't.
Right. And so if it didn't happen by now, then when is it going to happen? Right. And the one thing about the Steelers, and that's what Perloff said earlier, he played well, but he was averaging 112 yards passing per game.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't throwing the football. So I think if you're a Steelers fan, you say, am I really going to go back to that? Like, I mean, yes, he's great at running the football, but we need a dynamic air attack. And
well, do any of those guys give you that?
I think Aaron Rodgers gives you the biggest ceiling. And how I feel about Aaron, but I think of the guys we're talking about, he definitely has the biggest ceiling. So I think that's what they're going towards. And again, good luck playing in the AFC South, North. But I think to go back to Fields?
Well, I kind of agree with EJ. I think the Steelers are so famous and there's so many fans, but we've seen other teams become irrelevant. If you bring back Russell or Justin, I think there's a bit of apathy that will set in.
I did not think Russ was coming back until I saw the DK Metcalf trade. Then I was like, all right, well, if you are going to draft a quarterback and say it is Tyler Shuck or it's going to be one of these other guys, I think having Russ there with the familiarity with DK, I don't hate it now. I thought it was totally off the table, but now I'm like, there's chemistry there.
If you're a Steeler fan, though, and it's Russ or Fields, I think you're disappointed. You got to try something different just because it just didn't do anything last year. You were never really scary toward the end of the year. So if I'm a Steelers fan, I want to try something different.
Could a Steeler fan say, listen, you guys are not taking into account we had to play three games in 11 days and... Like, the team was already a little bit on the downslope, but never really got a chance to, like, catch themselves because they were just, they were one of the four teams that had that crazy schedule at the end of the year where you played Saturday, Wednesday, Sunday, or whatever it was.
You could if you've been in a coma for the last 9 years and you haven't noticed the Steelers have done the same thing year in and year out. Because we came into last year saying Steelers fans are tired of this formula. They're just sick of it. They want a higher upside or a downside. Yeah, I mean, obviously, they've been trying to string together a non-rebuild season, and they're not rebuilding now because they just paid DK Metcalf all this money. And by the way, who are those other teams that had those four teams?
It was the Ravens, the Texans, and the Chiefs.
Yeah, and how'd those teams do?
Well, I mean, the Texans.
The Texans had the best game of the year in the playoffs.
Well, the first one, then the second one was, I mean, they lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Texans outperformed themselves by 100-fold in the wild card game. The Ravens were disappointing against your Bills, but that's just because it was icy.
Oh, right. Yeah, that whole weather thing. I forgot about that excuse. Andrew Bogish is here with headlines for us. Hey, folks.
Hey, guys. Good to see you again. So, 4 hours before the oxymoronic legal tampering period begins, here's where the QB market.
Moronic.
Here's where the QB market.
Just moronic, no oxy.
Yeah, no oxy, yeah. Just moronic.
As you guys have been discussing, we've got the Seahawks, Steelers, Vikings, Giants, and Jets on the QB market, and all considering some combination of Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Sam Darnold, and Justin Fields, while There are no such concerns in Buffalo, where Josh Allen is now signed through 2030 and guaranteed a record $250 million. On the flip side, the Bills releasing Von Miller for $8.4 million in cap space.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I know what this is like as a Jets fan, like Bogus set it up perfectly. Like, the Bills have no issues. Like, Josh Allen signed long-term while the Jets and Steelers are fighting over Russell Wilson, broken down Aaron Rodgers, and Justin Fields. It's like watching your friend eat lobster and steak, and then someone comes over and just gives you, like, a Big Mac. And you're like, well, here's your dinner.
No Bev.
Not, don't even get the Bev. It's like, Maggie's eating lobster and steak. Can I have some?
Yeah. The Bills make me wanna.
It's probably like when Manny's friends get engaged. That's probably.
Oh, my goodness. Manny hasn't said a peep today, too. He's been just silent as a mouse over there.
Oh, we had such a good time killing Manny on Friday. I figured I'd bring that motif back.
What did you guys do with your spouses this week? I had a great time.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? So good being married.
The love just keeps building. Which is actually nothing. No one married has ever said that. That.
Say, go on.
Yeah. I played MC25 all day Sunday.
Yeah. Man, if it makes you feel better.
A lot of married men be jealous of that.
90% of being married at this stage is yelling what from the living room? What'd you say?
What I do now?
What most of our conversation is trying to figure out where the earbuds are.
I wish I could play video games for 5 hours. I was playing WB2K and Andrea just walked in and was like, so, I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm like,
translation.
Does it mean the game turns off now?
Shut it off.
Yeah.
She, my 11-year-old son, entertain me?
No, EJ. She wants to talk.
Yeah, I played for 9.5 hours yesterday, uninterrupted.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
There's two catches on the other side of the glass there. I mean, any woman would be thrilled.
Women see video games as just a gigantic waste of time. It's like video games equal you're being lazy.
I was also on my phone, every notification from Adam Schefter coming through, playing video games and just looking at all the news that was coming in, including the punter of the New York Giants signing a big contract. Yeah.
I got yelled at 8 times by my daughter. Stop looking at your phone. I'm like, I can't stop. They're trading DK Metcalf, honey.
how many parents' relationships are like that? Where it's the kids
sibling,
that have to tell their
parents,
or the
child, yeah.
Stop looking at your phone. Usually it's the other way around. It's usually the parents like, hey, put the phone away. This way, it was the other way around.
Well, it is a challenge of parenting. Not that you guys are going to be there anytime soon.
Especially Manny.
But
hey.
Gosh, guys.
Hey, what about me?
EJ's
not
engaged.
That not that I'm racing to that, but...
Well, it's just hard to put your phone down. And Maggie, you know what I'm talking about, because we often do work at night, yeah. And it's really hard to be an engaged parent because, you know, we're all kind of immature. To give your full undivided attention to another human being, it's exhausting.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah.
We had to make a full no phones at dinner rule, you know, and I still keep the sound up from the other
4 room.
Minutes.
Just sit down.
Yeah, like eating like the Simpsons, shoveling it in. You know, can I just mention one thing about Josh Allen, which is how this whole thing started?
Yeah, he's engaged, unlike Manny.
Manny, when are you going to get engaged to someone nominated for an Oscar?
Or named Oscar, either one. I mean, you can do whatever you need.
Oh my
here.
Goodness!
Just one of us set the bar too high.
Still making less average per year than Dak Prescott. You know, people are like, why did they do this with 4 years left on the deal? It's like, because now he's actually Josh Allen in terms of average salary. I know the guaranteed money is higher, but you can do that with signing bonuses and stuff. I'm talking about average salary. He's right in line with Joe Burrow, Trevor Lawrence, and Jordan Love.
Here we go.
And besides Burrow, who maybe you'd say I'd rather have Burrow than Josh Allen, you're definitely taking him over the other guys. So he's kind of like more in line with what the top of the guys are getting. And again, still less than Prescott. This is why the Cowboys lose these negotiations.
Who on earth are you defending this Josh Allen deal to?
What saying.
Oh, bad okay. Maggie. Wow, you're right. That is a good idea for
now
the Bills.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
Simply pointing it out.
He can still go to LA tomorrow. By the way, we've got Steeler wide receiver news as well. They send a second-round pick to Seattle for DK Metcalf. He then gets a 4-year extension worth as much as $132 million. Devontae Adams signing a 2-year deal with the Rams, roughly $26 million guaranteed. And let's not forget about Myles Garrett. Now he wants to be a Brown forever, signing a 4-year extension, $123.5 million guaranteed. The agreement averages $40 million a season, making Garrett the highest paid non-QB in the game. The Dallas Mavericks began yesterday's tilt with the Suns with just 9 healthy players while losing 125-116. 2 of those players hit their minutes restriction, so they were done for the day, and 2 others got hurt. So Jason Kidd played the final 6 minutes with 5 dudes.
Never seen this. Never been in a game that we could not take someone out to rest them because we had no one to put in. That's just, you know, the end of the bench, normally you can put someone in. If not in clothes, they were in the back getting stitches or could not move or walk. So it's tough. It's tough. It is what it is, though. I mean, you got to keep pushing forward.
Whomever is in charge, God, Buddha, somebody we don't know yet, they love Luka Doncic, and they have taken all of this out on the map.
Yes, you've angered whatever sports god you pray to has been angered by this one.
I mean, the 2 guys that got hurt yesterday got hurt because they collided and both needed stitches. One of them came back, at least.
Where's rock bottom here?
I mean, they've got a game tonight, and he left this press conference not knowing how many guys they would have available and admitting that they can't sign anybody new because they're all maxed out. So I don't know what tonight is like.
Maybe Jason Kidd suits
tonight.
Up. Could they actually have him do player coach? Mm. Jason Kidd, give him good...
Can't.
Can he play 15 minutes?
He can't sign a contract. That was the question that led to this answer. It was like, hey, could you play? And he's like, I could play, but I can't sign a contract. We can't add any new people.
Come on, Adam
Silver. Who's the number one NBA coach you want to see get 10 minutes in an NBA game?
Tom Thibodeau.
That would be very weird.
Tom Thibodeau hunk is a young man, though.
That is true.
Only guy who's ever looked better with a mullet.
Who's the youngest coach? Like, Udoka's pretty young.
Well, J.J. Redick could probably still play.
J.J. just retired. That might be kind of fun.
Who else is really close to have just been playing?
Yeah, no, I don't want that guy. I want Tibbs. I want the guy who shouldn't be out there.
Oh, you want to see Mike Budenholzer ball?
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Oh, you know what I want to see? I want to see Doc Rivers.
Oh, Doc.
You see the way he walks? Like, he's been through a lot.
He's a mess.
Those knees,
like,
man.
Those guys,
don't do it
to
him.
Court would be, oh, man.
We haven't needed a spin doctor. We'll need him for the playoffs, but...
And you know how he would spin it? He'd be like, look, we need some veteran leadership. we need a spark. So I got out there and didn't realize my knees were shot.
But, I don't know who this impersonation is.
One to talk.
Doc Rivers.
Doc's like... Yeah. Let's have it. But you had like a southern accent there.
It's Doc Rivers. Hey, I'm Doc Rivers.
Isn't he from Wisconsin?
No. You got to do the horse. Bogus, you could do impersonation.
I can't. Doc Rivers.
That's not EJ.
I think we would finally find out
it's not Blake's fault.
That Doc Rivers' knees are actually in worse shape than his voice. And that's being upset.
His knees sound like the drum solo at the beginning of that song.
It sounds like sandpaper.
The guy is a Hall of Famer.
I have the youngest coach, by the way, is Ryan Saunders.
Is not a coach.
Not anymore. Flips kid?
He's not a head coach now.
Ryan Saunders, isn't he the...
What list do you look at?
When did he get fired?
Chris Finch is their coach now.
2010.
So it's been a while.
Okay. I Googled youngest coach, but Missoula's only 36.
Oh, he'd stab it.
Oh, well, he played against Kyrie Irving.
Wasn't he in the NCAA tournament in the early 2010s?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, remember we talked to Bob Huggins about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat John Wall.
So he's got to be the youngest coach then.
He'd want to be out there,
too. Reddick's a bit older than that, isn't he?
Joe Mazzulla will be a madman on the NBA basketball court. He'd be clothesline.
He's a madman at the grocery store, I feel like.
Reddick's
just kind of crazy.
Will Hardy of the Utah Jazz, he's 37.
He's got any game?
That I don't know.
I assume he has a basketball background, but I actually don't know what Hardy's background is.
Do we think Chauncey can still play in Portland?
Chauncey's Mr. Big Shot. I feel like if you had him spot up in the corner, he could hit a couple of threes. Again, I'm not sure. He's got a little hefty in his older age. I'm not sure.
Wow.
Not sure who's guarding. Look, I mean, too. It's not one to talk, but...
I mean, Ty Lue still looks like he's in shape, maybe.
Ty Lue does look good.
Although he's out right now with some kind of back problem. He didn't coach this game last night.
Oh, yep, forget it.
So he should be a Maverick.
Even the Clippers got to low manage their head coaches.
Ty Lue's got a back problem?
This is the second time.
They sent him home. He was in so much pain he couldn't coach.
Remember, he had to leave the Cavs at one point for exhaustion back in the day, no? Or something else?
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't want to...
That's not a good sign when your coach is hurt. Wow.
It's the Clippers.
Somehow Kawhi Leonard's like, come on, man. Where's your commitment to the team? Okay. Sorry, ran out of time. We'll get back to you. See you guys on the phones asking you about two things. One, do you like this Raiders signing and trading and signing Geno Smith? Also, if you're the Steelers, what are you doing at quarterback? Looks like Aaron Rodgers now in the mix. 855-212-4227.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Just saw this from Nate Geary, who covers the Buffalo Bills up in Buffalo. I don't know if he's being like funny about this or if it's actually true, but Josh Allen just signed this massive contract, right? $250 million guaranteed, keeps him in Buffalo until 2030. Nate wrote, imagine going on your bachelor party trip to play Seminole, watch Tiger at TGL, go on BDS, then make $250 million guaranteed. Nice little boys week, if you ask me. Is Josh Allen on his bachelor weekend? It's not out of the realm. I mean, they got engaged during the season. They're celebrities, though, so I could imagine you could probably get a wedding together pretty quickly, he and Haley. I also don't know what BDS is.
Is it a golf tournament? Or
maybe something like that. I mean, knowing Josh Allen, it's probably all golf related. He said, play Seminole, watch Tiger Woods, yada, yada.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either, but it would be funny if he actually was on his bachelor party weekend and all of a sudden you get the call from your agent. It's done.
Makes me wonder if this is going to be a very small wedding, though. I know you said he's Josh Allen. He can maybe get one quickly, but I mean, from December, January to, it's March now. Because remember,
wait, did he get engaged in January?
No, remember, it was the bye week between the first round game, I believe, was when they...
No, it was just their bye week.
Oh, it was just about, so yeah, December yeah. then, all right? Or was it?
Yeah, I think it was, it could have been...
They had a late bye, I believe.
They were late bye, but it might have been November.
Yeah, he got engaged in November.
That's what I thought.
So November to...
But now it's just the bachelor party, so maybe the wedding's in May?
I feel like there's got to be, I mean, I'm doing this, I guess, now. I feel like there's got to be some time between... Like, the time can't be too long between the bachelor party and the
wedding. There we go. I got some reporting here.
All right, good. Go.
Your friend Deion Dawkins.
Probably on this bachelor party.
No.
May 31st, it's happening. I don't know if
Is that the wedding or is that the bachelor party?
That's a wedding.
Oh, okay.
This is a headline.
That was the next kickball tournament.
By the way, do not. Deion says a lot of things.
Yeah, he does.
But this was on Good Morning Football. He said that it was happening on May 31st, which I don't think Josh Allen and Haley necessarily wanted that out there. But.
Well, they might sell the pictures to People Magazine or something, and then we'll know every single thing of what everyone ate and what everybody wore. But I don't know if they're going to do that.
There's going to be somebody in Zubaz pants jumping through tables outside of some California wedding hall.
Well, do they play the Bills shout song?
Definitely.
Think so? I mean, they played at my cousin's wedding. They basically played at every Bills fan's wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you play shout at a wedding. That's not that crazy.
The Bills make me wanna shout.
Just play the Bills version.
I mean, if I had Andrea play Go New York, Go New York, Go, my she may just say, you know what, let's get divorce papers ready now.
Say, happy wedding and happy divorce. Juan's in California.
Wait, what's wrong with that?
Juan, you're a big Raider fan. What do you think of the Geno Smith trade?
Yes, hi, good morning. I really don't like the signing that the Raiders did with Geno Smith. You know, but I'm thinking that maybe they can just help him out and pick up a free agent wide receiver like Chris Godwin or Stephon Diggs. And then with the number pick six this year's draft, I feel like they should draft Travis Hunter from Colorado.
Juan,
that would be very similar to when the Raiders drafted Charles Woodson back in 1998.
Yeah, and that was a phenomenal draft pick. Juan, thanks for the call. You're right about the free agent receivers. The cupboard's not totally bare. Now, Diggs is coming off a pretty significant injury.
So is Godwin.
And so is Godwin. But Travis Hunter, I don't think, is going to be there at six, which is where the Raiders pick. I think Travis Hunter is off the board in the first four picks at max.
Yeah, I totally agree. But the universe would love to have Travis Hunter in the silver and black. That would be amazing. And that's a team that could use a wide receiver and a cornerback and line him up on special teams. Play him every snap if you're Vegas.
But if you're the Patriots, how do you trade with the Raiders?
Well,
even Manny's Giants, I think, would take Travis Hunter if they can't get a QB.
I think Travis Hunter is seriously in play at number two on. Because Abdul Carter is the other generational player. He has a lot of injuries. So I would lean Hunter for a lot of these teams. And the Giants, by the way, they could use...
Definitely.
Yeah, like just Travis Hunter's immediate excitement on your football team. If you're not going to get a quarterback, then you might as well get the next best thing.
I agree. I think that the Raiders would probably, again, have to trade up, and then are they going to do that? And they just spent a third-round pick on Geno, and I don't know. I think if you're six and you're the Raiders, now you're either going for Shador, if you really think Geno could be the bridge quarterback to Shador, or you're just doing best player available.
Well, there's some scuttlebutt that Ashton Jeanty is part of the plan with Geno to have. It feels a little rich to me.
Yeah, it feels like a luxury pick when you got some real holes there.
I don't know. A luxury pick. You've had real trouble getting a running back. Also, they would signal, hey, we're going to run the ball. We're going to run the ball. We're going to run the ball. I like this guy, Mason Graham, out of Michigan for him, but he had a terrible combine. Everyone says he came in much smaller than everyone thought. So we'll see. Six feels like there's a bit of a cliff after four, but I don't know. Raiders got a lot of holes, Meg. I know you like Geno Smith.
I do like Geno, but I'm acknowledging that the roster definitely needs some upgrades, but I like this. The floor just got a lot higher. All right, coming up, the one quarterback we did not foresee being in the mix for this one team. Got the details.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.